Good morning. This is Mark Gould with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October 30th. The grains have opened lower here this morning. They've since bounded back. Corn's rallied 4 cents off its lows. It's now up 0.75 cents at 41.5. December wheat was down about 8 cents. It's come back. It's now up 0.75 cents, 5.96¼. The beans opened steady, broke 7.5 cents. Have since rallied. We're only 1¼ cents lower right now at 12.96¼. I'm kind of surprised that we were able to come back in the corn or wheat. There's nothing particularly friendly out here. The beans been pressured by the meal, which has been so strong. They made contract highs and high closes on Friday, and we're down $6.50 right now. But the oil, bean oil, is up 52, despite crude oil being down $1.40. I'm not sure what's behind corn and wheat coming back here today, except, you know, the funds are pretty short. The war in Israel seems to be heating up. Nobody knows what's going to happen next there. But the crude oil is not reflecting that, but the silver and gold are. So it's kind of a mixed bag out here. For the week, we're going to get the export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll see what the crop harvest is on 3 o'clock, see how much we've got done. I would say probably 90% of the beans are harvested and probably 70% of the corn harvested, but we'll get that finished up. The weather for the week looks like a little bit drier than it was last week, but colder to start the week off. We had freezing temperatures in northern Illinois overnight. We warmed back up into the 50s by the end of the week, so I don't see any real problems with harvest there. Looks like the southern tier states are going to get a fair amount of rain here this week, but their harvest should be pretty well complete by now. Overall, there's nothing particularly bullish out here for the corn and the wheat fundamentally. Technically, with the funds short as much as they are, if anything really explodes in the Gulf, the funds are going to have a tough time getting those positions in. I've got them short a little over 100,000 corn and 100,000 wheat. So if they do want to cover, obviously we could see some stronger prices here. The bean market really has been only as good as the meal market. So if the meal's made the high, which I'm not sure it has, we could see lower prices out here on the beans. Again, we need to see, you know, a problem in Brazil and South America to see the corn, beans, and wheat move higher here. Brazil had some good rains over the week, last week. There's very few dry spots that are still out there. There's a few, but not too many. Argentina's received some rain. Now, it's very early in their growing cycle there, but things are certainly improved, and that's put a little bit of pressure on the bean market out here. So during the week, we'll get export sales on Thursday. On Wednesday, the Fed will come out with their interest rate announcement at the end of the Fed meeting. Most people, virtually everybody, thinks they're going to leave it unchanged this month and maybe raise it 0.25% next month. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.